Hi, this is Aimless, and we're recording from beautiful BC. Tonight I have two incredible gentlemen with me. Both of them are members of the Latter-day Saint Church, otherwise known as Mormons to the rest of the world. And I've brought them here tonight just to ask them some questions to hopefully clear up some of the stuff that you're curious out there about. We've had a few letters recently on ATS, people being upset about what the Latter-day Saints believe in that, so I think it might be better if you actually hear it from people who have been involved their entire lives since day one. So if anybody knows, it's for a while.
Okay. Well, we believe that before the world was formed, we all lived with our Heavenly Father as His spirit children. And everyone was there, including Jesus Christ and Lucifer, or Satan. And we all saw that we wanted to have a body like our Heavenly Father. And so our Heavenly Father created a plan. We call it the plan of salvation, where we would come down to this earth, and an earth would be created for us, so that we can come here and we can get these bodies that we have now, these mortal bodies, and experience things. And so one way that the plan was presented by Jesus Christ was that He said, you know, they will go down and they will choose for themselves what they want to do. And that's something that our Heavenly Father also wanted to give us, was agency, or our right to choose what we want to do. Yeah, free will or free agency, so that we can make our own choices. And so Lucifer, he said that he would come down and he would make everybody obey.
Okay, some people believe that Lucifer was an angel, not the same kind of spirit as Jesus. Can you explain, just like give us a visual in some way? Because I don't know, I think people, you know, how people have the image of angels have the big wings and they're this whole other thing. But they do have this different picture of Satan being a different form of entity. Can you, like, it doesn't say anything like that in the Bible, or how's it said in the Bible?
It says that we were all together there, and that we were, some of us were, how do I put this? We had intelligences as well as these spiritual bodies. And so in this plan that our Heavenly Father presented for us, we wanted to get back to our Heavenly Father, but the only way that we could do that was by being perfect. And one of the things of coming to this life is that we would make mistakes, and so if we weren't perfect, we could not be able to return to live with our Heavenly Father. And so that's where Lucifer said, I will go down and I will make everybody do what they're supposed to. Everyone will make it back. And then Jesus Christ said, I will go down and I will atone for their sins, or I will suffer and make recompense for their mistakes that they have made. If they choose to follow my commandments, then their sins can be washed away and live with Heavenly Father once again. And so the plan of Jesus Christ was chosen, and Satan rebelled, and he was cast out.
So Satan wasn't actually like an angel, different than Jesus in any
big way, just their spirits. Thoughts and actions were different, but you know,
they're both spirits.
Yes, both spirits.
Okay, but am I right in that? What people I think picture a lot is because Jesus came to earth and had a mortal body, and Satan hasn't. They've put him in a different category as a different kind of being, and he really wasn't, right? He was like before here, like we're all the same, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Where we all have to start off here, we need to back up the wheel here. We were all brothers and sisters before we even came to this life. You know, we lived with Heavenly Father. Now, the word Heavenly Father, we need to make this clear. That's God. God is our Father who is in heaven, just like our Father that we have here on earth, but He's our Father who's in heaven. Okay? So what my friend over here was talking about was this plan. Heavenly Father, he came to us children up in heaven, and he told us that there was a plan. Now, where this plan came from is us children, we looked at Heavenly Father. We saw that he had something that we didn't. And can you guess what that was, Aimster?
No, go ahead.
Heavenly Father had a body of flesh and bones, okay? We, all of us spirit children, we didn't have bodies of flesh and bone. We looked at that and went, wow, I want that. So Heavenly Father came up with a plan that we could have this. And he came before all of us children. We all gathered together. Picture it. We all came together. And we all sat there. And Heavenly Father said, I have this plan. And he told us of this plan. Now, he needed someone to be able to atone for all of our sins.
You say Heavenly Father had a body. Now, I know, I can't recall right off the top of my head. There's a verse right at the beginning of the Bible where he talks about, where God is talking about walking through the God being human form thing. Is that where part of it's from?
Part of it, yes.
There's lots of different parts in the Bible and all throughout books. Yeah, that is one supporting of why we know that he has a body of flesh and bones.
Okay. That's important. I'm going to just veer off a little bit here. A lot of people have brought up the fact that Mormons believe they can become a god. Can you clarify how that actually is a... whatever it is, a belief or thought?
We believe that we can become like God. We don't believe we become God and take over his place, but we believe that we become like him. We can learn the things that he knows and be able to do some of the things that he does. In the Bible, it talks about us being joint heirs with Christ. We are sons and daughters of our Heavenly Father, and he wants to bless us with all that he has, just as our fathers here on earth want to give us everything that they can and more. The same goes for our Father in heaven. So it's not that we become God, we become like God.
There's so much to talk about, and there's so little time. Like, I could talk to you guys for days about this stuff, because people go on forever about this stuff and all the stories they've heard. And somebody had asked about the, what do we call them? The salamander letters, which the guys here do know about, and that they were falsified documents. And that's just part of the history of, like, any religion goes through stuff, right? It doesn't matter if it's Latter-day Saints or not. One of the things I do want to touch on is Joseph Smith and why you personally believe he's a prophet, why you believe that the prophet that lives today is truly a prophet, you know, whether it's your belief or your heart or things you've experienced. Knowing you guys, because I know you guys, it's more than just you were brought up this way to believe that. Yeah, I know you guys have had experiences in your life that have got you to where you are today. So if you want to give me a picture of how you see the whole prophet experience, and I want to point out one other thing really clear here before we get going, is in the time of Moses and the time of Abraham and the time of Noah, that the people in that period of time didn't believe them either, that they were prophets, that they rebelled against those people during that time. So to have a modern day prophet and have people go, oh, it's not real, would be no different than living in Moses' time and saying Moses isn't real. He's, you know, having delusions. So anyway, with that, I'll let you talk.
Well, we can also use an example of Jesus Christ. Look at what people did to Jesus Christ. He literally went before all of those people and healed the sick, made the blind see, raised the dead, and people still did not believe in him. why is that? We've got to ask ourselves that question. Why would people still not believe in that? Maybe, you know, put yourself in their shoes. You know, if you had someone today that were to do that, you might be a little freaked out. You might be scared. But what's the opposite of being scared and fearful? Being happy,
joyous,
happiness, love, right? And as we see that, the line was drawn right down the middle. That some people did. They did. They kept on coming to him. They believed in him. They had faith in him.
So your belief in the prophets have a lot to do with just what any... Well, I got to use this terminology because I don't know what else to use. Your basic Christian of the world has their faith or belief in Jesus because that's what they choose to believe in. And it's working right in their life. And this is your healthy choice for your life. And not just saying it that way. It's your truth, right? Like, you know, it's as a truth that these things are real. Speak.
I'm like, what do you want me to say? Yeah.
I wanted to touch on, I know we'll get to you. I know you got verses ready, so that's good.
My friend over here has lots of scriptures.
I was going to ask you about, I'm bringing up controversial issues because people want to know.
Well, I think maybe one thing we need to discuss is how do we know Joseph Smith was a true prophet?
Yeah.
Okay, that is a big, big thing that we need to know here, is how do we know that Joseph Smith was a true prophet? Did you have anything to say? Okay.
He's building up his case.
All right. He's like a lawyer over here with the scriptures. The reason that we can defend Joseph Smith and all the prophets that have ever lived is because they are true. You know, people can say all they want with to fight things. And that's why my friend over here has so many scriptures at hand that he can use.
And he said the King James Version.
Just for the record.